Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I'm delighted to be with Alan Decker, from Vice President of Operations and Engagement for OrthoWorks. Welcome, Alan.
Thank you, Scott. So great to be here.
Alan, you and I go way, 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 way back. thank you for joining us today. Now, Alan, as with OrthoWorks, you guys are doing a lot of things for the community. Mm-hmm. And one of the things you did a month or two ago, was a hiring fair at the Center Lake Pavilion, the Zimmer Biomet Pavilion. That was a fantastic event, and I guess it was in February. So how did that go?
It went really well. You know, we decided that doing a countywide hiring fair was really something needed. We've had some layoffs in the county, and last year around this time, I did something similar for Ivy Tech, and the response was good. And we wanted to bring it to OrthoWorks and partner with other community development organizations. So we did that. We're partnering with the Chamber, with KEDCO, with Work One, Employee Northern Indiana, the Kosciuszko Human Resource Association, and now with Warsaw Community Church, which is going to be our location. And so that partnership allowed us to have really a big event with great response. We had over 230 job seekers show up. We had 14 employers. And many, many people were hired as a result of the event. So we want to continue that. We want to do two or three a year. So, yeah, we're planning for our next one May 23rd, and then we'll shoot again for October.
Okay, so this one's going to be bigger and better than ever before.
Bigger and better, yep. Based on that response, we felt like we needed a bigger venue. So Warsaw Community Church graciously offered their facility to us. And so we're going to have over 20 employers, and then we're also going to be using their cafe area to host a social services fair. So we'll have 8 or 10 social service agencies there as well, because we think, you know, there are probably other needs that job seekers have. Mm-hmm. Just besides a job, there might be other family needs or mental health needs or financial assistance needs. And so we've invited those social service agencies too. So hopefully it's a one-stop shop for people.
As a job seeker, how do you get registered and how should they prepare for this event?
Sure. Thanks for asking that, because I think the more preparation a job seeker can undertake, the more successful they're going to be at the hiring fair. So we've built actually a website called hirekosciuszko.com. And on that site, you just register as a job seeker. You just create a simple profile and then you can upload a copy of your resume as well. And then we're asking all of our participating employers to do the same. They'll register, they'll build a company profile, they'll have links to their hiring sites, and they will then advertise the open positions that they want to discuss at the hiring fair. Mm-hmm. So job seekers can go on, they can see who's going to be there, they can see what positions are open, they can even apply ahead of time if they want. And then we have a whole page called Job Seeker Resources. So there are tips on what to dress, how to dress, how to do a resume, interview questions by job type. So lots of resources that they can really study and look at and come prepared. So we really want people to register, because that way then we have a record of who they are. We can help make connections. Their chances of getting interviewed are much better, because employers will have a chance to look at all of those before the fair and reach out and make those contacts.
I see. That's so important, the face-to-face.
Yep.
Because I know I know it's a changing world, but it almost seems like you need someone to help you write a resume, but someone to help you understand the Indeed algorithms and things that, so you'll be noticed by employers. Well, you can come in, shake somebody's hand, look at the face, look them straight in the eye. Mm-hmm. And now, is there a cost to participate in this, Alan?
There's a cost for our employers. We're charging a bit of a booth fee just to cover our expenses, but there's no cost for job seekers. We're not charging our social service agencies. They're our guests. And then, as I said, Warsaw Community Church was so gracious to allow us to use their facility. So they truly are partnering with us on that. So we really think that this event's going to tick a lot of boxes, not only for us at OrthoWorks, because we're really all about community enrichment, but we think it helps Warsaw Community Church kind of accomplish their mission.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Of being a help in the community. And then obviously for these employers and social service agencies, it gives them a chance to get their message out and just be in touch with that many more people.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, if you can give one piece of advice to someone, a job seeker, to prepare or even the day of,
mm-hmm.
What should they kind of expect? What's their rehearsal? What should they know going into this?
Sure. We're going to offer a lot of assistance at the fair. We'll have translators there. So if someone's Spanish speaking and needs some help navigating around, we'll have people there ready to help. So I don't want that to be a deterrent to anyone. But I think, again, come as prepared as you can. Come ready and dressed for the kind of position you hope to get. It doesn't mean you have to rent a tuxedo. That's mm-hmm. not necessary. But, you know, a neat, clean, professional appearance. Bring copies of your resume with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
how many copies should they bring?
I would bring at least 10 or 12.
Okay.
You never know how many folks you're going to get a chance to talk with. So mm-hmm. We'll have a copier there as well, so if they need to make some copies. But if they can bring copies of the resume, that's great. And then, as I said, and probably sound like a broken record, if they can register prior to getting to the fair, they'll just have access to so much more information.
Sure.
And then they can come almost with a menu. Here's who I want to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
They won't feel so overwhelmed because it'll be a big room, a lot mm-hmm. of employers.
Right.
We want people to come ready to talk with the folks that are most meaningful to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask for help. We'll have lots of volunteers there. And so if somebody needs help kind of navigating through the fair or needs some advice on maybe how to answer a particular question,
mm-hmm.
we'll be there. We'll be in yellow vests. And so just seek us out.
Easy to find.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for this. This
yeah.
this will be such a help to so many people, both employers and employees looking for work.
Yeah.
Now tell us once again, where do they go to register?
Sure.
And the time and dates of the event.
Perfect. So the event is Thursday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So it's just 3 hours. It's going to hit it fast and hard. It's going to be at Warsaw Community Church, which is on County Farm Road mm-hmm. South, as you're headed south out of town on County Farm. So 10 to 1, and then they register at www.hirekaziasko, that's all one word, hirekaziasko.com.
Perfect. Couldn't mm-hmm. be easier than that.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and we hope to see lots of folks there.
Yes, and thank you for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, Scott.
Have a great day.
You too.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Fabiola Holzclaw from Brian Peterson Real Estate. Welcome, Fab.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, you're an agent here at Brian Peterson Real Estate. How long have you been doing that? Could you amaze me at how long you've been doing this.
Yes. So, I started when I was 17. I've been doing this 19 years, licensed, 20 years as started an admin prior to. I have worked for Brian and the team. This will be my 12th year next month.
Okay.
I think 12th, 13th, I don't know, somewhere around there. And I love it. It's such a great team of people, and truly to work with those who genuinely care about the community and the people makes such a difference. And we all get to enjoy what we do in each other's company, you know, mm-hmm. as well. We lean on each other for help, and we're here to succeed together.
Well, you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Now, you personally, do you specialize in commercial, residential? Is there a specialty that you have? Or?
I would say right now my main focus is residential. I can do commercial. I prefer the residential side at the moment just because of the human, you know, interaction mm-hmm. with it and the reward that I mm-hmm. see in it, having sellers accomplish their goals and buyers, you know, pursuing that home of their dreams. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I can definitely see that you're all about the relationships.
Thank you, yes.
And so... let's talk about that a little bit too, because obviously there's tons of real estate agents.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think kind of sets you apart? What really motivates you? And at the end of the day, kind of what makes you think I had a great day today because I did?
Oh my gosh, yes. I think more than anything, just having people's trust. And, you know, I don't take that lightly. It's a huge life investment. And it means the world to me when people call me directly and say, hey, you know, you sold a relative or a friend a house and they told me you were great to work with and that you would take good care of us. I genuinely want everybody to have a great outcome and a successful closing. Sometimes we get there, sometimes we don't. You know, unfortunately, we can't force people to do things a certain way, but ethics is high priority and honesty, mm-hmm. and really that gets you a long way. Taking care of people is something not everybody focuses on, and to me that's just what I'm more passionate about. And so when I go home at the end of the day, I want to be able to sleep, for one,
right,
you know,
right.
And just, I'm just happy knowing that I did something to help somebody else today. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for others.
That's awesome. A servant's heart. That's awesome. Can you share like a recent success story where you helped a client navigate a kind of a challenging real estate
sure.
transaction?
I currently have one right now we're getting ready to close on. We had a multiple offer situation, and thankfully we got an accepted offer. I think the experience that I have makes a difference there, right? Mm-hmm. So I can tell my clients, this is what you should be doing if you really want mm-hmm. to win this bidding war. We immediately got into an issue where there was a manufactured home. And when you're buying manufactured, you have to have a title retired with the state. So
okay.
it can no longer be moved.
Okay.
The seller did not have title. And so what happened was usually you find plates, serial numbers, whatever, on the home itself, which had been remodeled and they had disappeared.
Oh, okay.
So this is a huge issue for resale purposes. Unless you're a cash buyer, you cannot resale. Oh. So what happened was anyway, the homeowner and one of our contractors ended up finding the serial numbers etched into the foundation, the base of the home in the foundation. And they were able to get title taken care of. We ran into an issue with structural inspection.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that was a whole nother hurdle. It has taken us 3 weeks to get past that one point mm-hmm. of the structural. We had professional engineers come in. I really thought they were going to say, we're not interested in this property anymore. Mm-hmm. The seller ended up being more than willing to put in the proper supports. The buyers were from out of state. They've driven here 5 times mm-hmm. to see the property mm-hmm. just to make sure that what they're buying is really what they want, and that the condition of the repairs the sellers have done are adequate, and we are getting ready to schedule closing. So,
oh my goodness.
It's been a little bit stressful, but we got through it.
Yeah, I think a person, especially maybe a first-time homeowner or buyer, they don't realize all the behind-the-scenes. Mm-hmm. They think, oh, I want to buy a house. It's mm-hmm. like going to mm-hmm. you know, Walmart and buying a bag of groceries or something.
Absolutely, yes. So there's a lot of things that the average home buyer does not know.
Right.
And same on the other side, the seller had no idea these things would be mm-hmm. an issue, you know. And so their mm-hmm. agent is learning that process as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always use the phrase, you just don't know what you don't know.
Well, that's true. Yes.
I don't even know the questions to ask, let alone answer them.
Yeah, they just purchased the home and they remodeled it and did a great job, but had no idea these things would be required by the lender.
Well, sure. I've never really thought of that.
Yeah.
Well, that comes with your 19 years
yes,
experience.
Yes, thankfully.
So in that 19 years, you probably fostered a lot of different relationships with other professionals, such as like lenders, inspectors, attorneys, kind of to streamline the whole transaction process and provide more kind of a comprehensive service to your
mm-hmm.
clients.
Yes.
How do you juggle all of that?
Okay, so fun facts. I also help Brian and Jan and the rest of our team in an admin way, more of a manager position, I would say, than so much admin, where I ensure their transactions are also being handled properly. Because of my history in the business, my experience, I actually have excellent relationships with our service providers, our title companies, lenders, inspectors, and I can pick up the phone at any time and just be able to have a conversation with someone to help our clients, right, get through whatever situation they're in. Where sometimes if they don't know who's calling, you know, they may not be as excited to help because they have other priorities. And people are always wonderful about taking care of us and our clients. So I think just over the years, I've had those relationships, gained those relationships, and maintained them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so important. It makes a big difference in this business, for sure.
How do I get in touch with you?
Okay, so my cell is 574-527-9571. You can go on social media and look for my pages. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. You can go on our website, RyanPetersonGroup.com. You can message me there. And also know, whether you need it or know somebody, I am also bilingual, so I speak Spanish.
That's very, very important.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You have been listening to today's edition of Biz Buzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of Biz Buzz with News Now Warsaw.